wake up and laugh. The Ben Davis and Kelly K Show is on 99.7 DJX.
All right, good morning, guys. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show, 76 outside. Good morning there, Kelly K.
Hello.
I will say that my test got rescheduled, so I know that everybody was pining to know the results of my coronavirus test that I was going to get yesterday.
Why did they reschedule it? Because you're leaving soon.
Well, that's getting rescheduled, too, so that's why I was like, well, we're going to do that. So, anyways.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So today on the show, we've got phone taps. We've got several setting the bar stories. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, and it may be aggressive coming at this time in the morning, but there's a definite wiener statue that we've got to discuss in setting the bar.
That's fun.
There's a beach pooper. There's also... more setting the bar stories. So, yeah, there's a lot of things that are happening that will make our show, I'll just say.
We're going to have to space those out.
They are.
Because I feel like...
They're spaced.
We need recovery time after. We need yin and yang. We're going to sprinkle a lot of feel-good
in
there,
too. Well, that was going to say, that's why we have the feel-good.
It's balance.
We have the feel-good as balance so we can...
Cleanse our souls.
Have everything else that we have on the show, all right?
Okay.
So everything that you know and can expect, and then feel-good, so yes, you got that balance.
But I feel like when people hear us do these stories, it's like, they know. They know when we come across these stories, we can't not.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
We've trained people enough.
Well, we don't have a producer. And so, you know, when...
Yeah, we don't have people telling us not to.
We get the emails from, just listeners that are like, hey, saw this story.
Yeah.
Thought of you guys.
Because they know.
Appreciate that.
They know.
We will continue to pass those sort of things along.
Can't not.
But when we see a story about a... 7 foot tall wiener statue, then I mean, we gotta talk about it. Yeah,
we gotta talk about it. I mean, I'm not gonna say that I don't have severe eye rolling or gaping mouth with some of these stories when I first come across it.
But I
know
you gotta be careful with how you describe gaping mouth and wiener statues and things like that. You just gotta use your words.
I meant in surprise.
Right. So I'm just saying.
Shock
just
and awe.
I'm just saying. We need to. We as professional broadcasters need to make sure that we are
not really confident.
Using our words properly, too.
I'm not confident.
Okay.
That inappropriate words may not come out.
Right, right.
Just based on the context.
Absolutely. I get it.
We have the best of intentions, though.
So feel good. We'll get to that out of the gate. All right.
Right.
So we'll. We'll cleanse your soul with some good news on the way.
Start off on the right foot.
Coming up here next. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Kelly K.
Well, this is just, it doesn't get much more precious than this.
Okay.
5-year-old Kenzie Lund. She really couldn't handle the answer when she asked her mom when she could live alone.
Oh.
Her mom told her when she goes to college. She is having none of that.
I don't want to go to college because I miss my mom and dad. No.
Yeah, you're going
to
miss your mom and dad.
You go to college when you're 18.
No, but I don't want to.
Why are you so sad?
I just want to stay here.
No.
Forever and ever with me?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so sweet. You can stay with me forever and ever, okay?
But I won't go to college. I don't want to do that.
Oh,
I don't want to go to college.
Girl.
I don't want to do that. I miss my mom and dad. I mean, doesn't every mom want to hear that?
I'm sure, yeah.
Out of their 5-year-old?
That's great.
So precious. I mean, she is so in anguish over the thought.
She's like, nope, never going to college.
Going to college in 13 years.
That's right.
We tweeted it out.
Yeah, your attitude may change, but still.
No, right now, nope, never leaving.
Absolutely not.
And we've got it up on the website too, wdjx.com.
That's so cute. Well, in fair news, we have concerts rolling at the fair. Oh, wow.
Seriously? Like in-person concerts? That's happening?
So,
really?
The Kentucky State Fair announced their Texas Roadhouse concert series. Starting Thursday, August 20th, Josh Turner. Josh Turner.
Josh Turner.
Then Genuine.
Get out.
Genuine is going to be...
He's going to ride his pony up in here?
He's going to ride his pony to the stage Friday, August 21st. Riley Green, the Oak Ridge Boys, Zach Williams, P.O.D., Home Free, Jackal.
Well, that is...
Jackal?
Quite a diverse lineup.
Carly Pierce, Walker Hayes, the Grassroots, the Buckinghams, and Corey Ashbury.
That is something for everyone.
That is definitely something for everyone. A total of 24 bands for the free concert series.
Where are they having it? What's the venue?
The Kentucky State Fair.
Well, okay, but what stage? Have they announced that?
I don't know.
Is this like a Freedom Hall situation? Or
can't imagine it would be indoors.
Parking lot?
I would have to think that it's somewhere like... outside, right?
Ain't no party like a parking lot party because a parking lot party don't stop.
That's right.
I don't know.
So, yeah, the State Fair announced their concert series lineup.
That is interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting. So, you know, there you go.
Because,
it's out there.
Weren't we just chastising Vanilla Ice for wanting to have a concert?
We'll see.
Okay. Are we opening ourselves up to chastisation?
I think
is that a word?
Maybe we are.
Okay.
I mean, maybe we are.
Okay.
You know, so... We will just let that lie for right now and see what happens. And you know,
I'm excited.
As August 20th rolls up,
a hint
Kentucky
of normalcy.
State Fair
yes.
kicks off, and Josh Turner will make his way to the stage.
I mean, you don't say no to that kind of lineup. Maybe that's what they're thinking. Like, hey, guys.
I mean, Genuine
guys.
Came and was like, hey, I got to play the State Fair.
Yeah.
Kentucky State Fair is like, we'll figure out. We'll figure it out.
We're going to make this happen.
We'll figure it out.
Yes.
Jackal's like, hey, listen, we look forward to the Kentucky State Fair every single year.
Heck yeah. Do we have a headliner? Are we calling one of them a headliner?
Kelly,
what? I'm asking.
Those,
it's a diverse lineup.
I know. Those are the headliners for each night.
Oh, okay. So you can't just pick just one main headliner.
How?
Right.
You can't.
No, you can't.
Just disrespect them by asking
them.
What the headliner is. They're all headliners.
Sorry, they're all headliners.
In their mom's
all
heart.
The main acts. Yes.
So there you go.
Okay, I'm excited.
Kentucky State Fair. By the way, if you want to read the rest of it, we've got it posted. WDJX.com. What is your thought on the word irregardless?
Well, I've never used it. I thought it was unnecessarily because it's regardless. But now I hear it's getting the nod as a word.
So, Merriam-Webster Dictionary earlier this month released, I guess, identified irregardless as a word.
Does it mean something other than regardless?
No.
It's regardless with two extra letters.
They said... it may not be a word you like or a word that you would use in a term paper, but irregardless certainly is a word. It has been in use for well over 200 years.
Really?
And that is why we, and every other dictionary of modern English, define this word.
Do they define it as see regardless?
Yes, regardless.
Oh, okay.
I mean,
all right.
Right.
Because we need more than one word to mean regardless. Got it. Good to know.
So, yeah, I saw that, and people are just like, everything I know is a lie.
Yeah.
And 2020 couldn't get any weirder now.
Right.
That the dictionary is now recognizing irregardless as a word, because that's one of those things that, you know, whenever you'd hear someone say irregardless, you know, those that were peaked in grammar would be like, ha, 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 no, no.
Yeah, just regardless.
It's just regardless. But now they can come back and say... Dictionary says I'm right.
Okay. Is this a word that was ever in your lexicon?
I mean, I think I probably said irregardless before.
Really?
Yeah,
That was like nails on a chalkboard for me.
Right. You know, but then I adopted regardless when I think I got grammar shamed one time by
grammar
someone
shamed. Yep.
Who was like, no, irregardless isn't a word.
Right.
And I was like, oh, okay.
Because
well,
the
then regardless.
Is not necessary.
Yeah.
It adds nothing to the word.
So, yeah, if you're like today years old when you realized irregardless was I guess, recognized now as a word, then there you go. Or maybe you're today years old when you realized, oh, there was ever a question.
Irregardless if you like it or not, it's now a word.
I know.
I've I said, just used it in sentence.
I've said irregardless for all my life. You're not going to change me.
Well, apparently, yeah. They're just going with it.
Right. So,
is it one of those things where if you you just say it wrong, your entire they just say, all right, let's just go
all right,
with it.
Fine. Everybody else is saying it, so yeah. I guess we'll at least recognize it as a word.
I feel like that's the situation.
So
right
I mean
here.
That's what they're saying. They're like, you know, it may not be a word you use or is even correct, but it is a word and it has a definition which literally means regardless. So I think that's kind of their...
I feel like that's their nod to say, yeah, whatever. People have just been saying it anyway. We're just going to put it in here.
We're just going to put it in here. So
it's
there it is.
Same dang thing.
Yeah, so I saw that.
Regardless.
If you happen to see that trending or wondering why people are talking about irregardless, that's why. Because Merriam-Webster has now recognized it officially as a word.
Can they now put in redonkulous? Because I feel like that is redonkulous. Which is more severe than ridiculous.
I would write it
in my mind.
I would write it in a Facebook comment, and I'm sure they'll read it.
Dear Merriam-Webster, I would like to submit redonkulous.
Redonkulous.
In regards to irregardless.
Definition.
Because regardless, it's redonkulous.
Yeah, I think that makes perfect sense.
That's going to be my official submission.
All right, there you go. On text, 502-571-9970, I get to a text from Melanie who says, I was sitting at my desk yesterday jamming to my iTunes, and NSYNC came on. All I could think about is Kelly K's dream about Joey being late to the concert because he was getting busy, crying laughing. Yeah, yesterday Kelly was talking about she woke up from a dream where she was backstage at an NSYNC concert.
Right.
And presenting a check.
Sure.
Joey wasn't there.
Nope. He comes running in, running up the stairs.
Just
last
a towel.
Night, just wearing a towel. I saw a little bit of his butt.
Why was he wearing just a towel?
Because he...
He was busy.
He, yeah.
With some fans.
He had some fun.
He's busy with some fans.
Joey.
Man.
You're late.
You're late. Again.
Yeah. Again.
Joey.
Yeah.
That right.
Okay.
I like that. all right. So, yeah, you can always get hold of us, like I said, at Ben and Kelly Show or 502-571-9970. Coming up next, setting the bar, small examples of what not to do at the beach.
The beach.
The beach. Coming up. Streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com or smart speaker, just ask to play 9970JX. You can get us there. Setting the bar, small examples of what not to do at the beach. And no, not a Florida story.
Really? Does it involve nakedness?
Kind of.
You hesitated.
This out of California, setting the bar if you can manage to make it through the day without taking a big deuce on the beach.
Oh, God.
During a live TV news broadcast, you're doing okay.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this actually made national news unintentionally.
They could have completely
Now, this is just the audio from the newscast. They don't make any sort of like
reference
to the fact that there is a person in the background over the shoulder of the reporter.
Hey, what's going on back there?
Literally taking his pants down and popping a squat on the beach right behind her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right. It's perfectly framed as if someone said, all right, a little to the left.
Yeah, right. Right.
And then, yep, now then we
boom.
Can see you.
Yeah. Yeah. So
that's like Operation Get on TV.
You know, I never did that, though. We did.
No, you didn't.
We
you
did
didn't do,
do
that.
Operation Get on TV quite a bit for many, many, many years when we did our backside broadcast there at Churchill Downs.
You were shirtless one time.
I never went so far as to drop a deuce in the background during a live TV broadcast.
Yeah, because I think you and I know that you would be fired.
I was going to say, I would not be talking to you right now if that were the case.
Yep.
So anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without relieving yourself in the back of, well, on a beach.
When you got to go, you got to go.
On a live TV broadcast, you're doing okay.
Yeah, no, that's not what we do.
Yeah,
that is not what we do at all.
And look, I get it. Because we've said these stories before that with the coronavirus and the pandemic, a lot of public bathrooms are shut down.
Yes. Maybe he didn't have any options.
Prepare.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know, you know?
Well, how do you prepare, though?
Yeah, who knows? Maybe
no
he,
public restrooms maybe available.
Maybe he was hungry. He popped a couple Coney dogs and was like, ooh, that didn't sit well.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, that didn't sit well.
I got regrets.
Yeah, then yeah. I feel like if that were the case, I'm finding a trash can and I'm using that, right? Well,
something. I'm not going to be out in the open like that because there is no cover at all. Like, he's not squatting behind bushes.
Are you burying it like a cat?
Probably.
Because it's in the sand. Are you burying it like
a
cat?
For sure. I think you don't want to risk someone like walking, stepping in it because a lot of people walk in the sand barefoot.
Well, if you're bold enough to just drop trowel right there in the middle of the beach, I don't think you're burying it.
I think you're scooting a little sand.
Like a cat?
Yeah.
you're just making your own little litter box there? Yeah, all right. So
you
anyways,
cover up your own dirty.
If you are desperate to see this news clip, we've tweeted it at Ben and Kelly Show.
Bless her. Good thing she did. She just wasn't even aware.
No, was nothing. Not aware. Nope. You know what? That's fine. Just
I'm wondering if
continue
the camera
on.
Person noticed, though.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see the video zoom in, but I think that's just...
That's the person
the person that's doing
noticed
that.
Noticed it.
Yeah, after the fact. That didn't make the actual broadcast. But anyways, yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show if you want to see it. But then, set of the bar, let's just keep in mind, all right? If you can manage to make it through the day without soiling the beach.
Live on television.
Live on television, you're doing
Let's
okay.
Let's look around for cameras. It's easy to spot.
Oh, before you do that? Okay.
Maybe.
All right. That's setting the bar. Feel good. Do these every single hour here on 99.70 JX. Kelly K.
So this is a really sweet story of a man actually in Denver. He found out that he, a year ago, had end-stage kidney disease. Mm. He's been on dialysis since the diagnosis. His name's Jeff. He's got a dog named Cooper. He owns a marketing and PR firm, and he decided, you know what? I'm going to get creative.
And I'm fortunate in that I own a marketing and PR firm, and we have about 20 people. And one of the things that they say is, the transplant center say is, ask for help. We were writing the website. Cooper was sitting right next to me at the time. And next thing you know, we have an entire website and campaign built around him.
Two companies offered to donate billboards to the cause, 20 of them across Colorado.
Jeff says this isn't just about finding himself a kidney. It's also about inspiring other people in search of a kidney to be creative and to ask for help.
Aww.
So Cooper is adorable. So you put Cooper's face on the billboard and says, my buddy Jeff needs a kidney. Can you help?
The dog. Cooper the dog.
Cooper the dog.
Okay.
My buddy Jeff needs a kidney.
Okay.
So the website is jeffneedsakidney.com.
Cool.
And he's gotten responses from people all over. So, and again, he's hoping to inspire others who are in a similar situation to get creative and get out there and maybe try to find themselves a donor instead of having to wait on the very, very, very long list.
Right.
So that is your feel good. I'll tweet that out so you can see the entire video and see Cooper. He's cute puppers. He says, you know, if he finds himself a kidney, Cooper gets all the credit and all the treats.
All the treats.
All the treats.
Do it for the treats, Cooper.
Yep.
All right. Good stuff. We are streaming TheBenAndKellyShow.com. Speaking of streaming, some massive streaming numbers were there for Disney Plus when Hamilton released on July 3rd for the holiday weekend there. The app itself downloaded over 752,000 times. So Disney hasn't actually released any sort of actual streaming numbers, but from the looks of like the app being downloaded and all that, it looks like that was certainly a hit for them for the kickoff to their Friday movie series that they're going to be doing throughout the summer, where they're going to be releasing a new or old movie to the service every Friday there on Disney Plus. I checked it out over the weekend, but then I also finished Unsolved Mysteries, which I'm not sure if you've dove into yet on Netflix.
I started it. I got through Pistol Story.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking. We didn't take a break, though, because we were depressed.
Well, I was going to say, I mean, the thing about Unsolved Mysteries is they're real stories.
Yeah. We were getting real sad. So we're like, we need to take a break from this because I'm too sad.
And they're unsolved.
Yeah.
And that, like my daughters and I just got all wrapped into it, and they're like, oh. It kills me at the very end where they're like, if you know anything about this, you know, let us know. And it's like, whoa. And so we had to show them, you know, there are original Unsolved Mysteries episodes
hosted by Robert Stack
in their entirety on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. So I was like, if you got, because we rolled through all six of those through like last weekend.
Did they ever have update episodes? Like, did they ever like get any follow up and closure to any of these stories that were ever featured? You ever remember hearing anything about that?
On the original.
Did they?
They did.
Okay.
Because at the end, a lot of times at the end of like the original Unsolved Mysteries series, that was like back in the mid-80s, mid-90s. Yeah, it was. They would, at the very end of it, be like, and now's an update from, you know, an episode, blah, 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 you know, such and such. And so they would have those updates as they would come in. But they started to dive into the YouTube version of the original stories.
Yeah.
And they're like, man, that the theme song still.
Oh, it still plays.
It still gets them.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah. They're like, man, it's so creepy.
Yeah, it is creepy.
But yeah, all these stories, again, are just like wild because they're unsolved and they're true. So
I'm still upset for Pistol. But he doesn't have his mom's ashes.
Does he not? And that's what, like episode 3 maybe?
I think so.
2 or 3 of the new Unsolved Mystery series.
Uh-huh.
And there's only, I think, 6. So it's a pretty easy series to get through. But does he not remind you a little bit of the husband on Tiger King?
Yes, a little.
Okay, all right, all right. But with all his teeth, though,
right.
he has all his
yes,
teeth.
He's
a little bit better looking version, maybe.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, because I saw that and I was like, oh, okay.
Yes.
I
but there is so much weirdness that I mean, just the poor guy with the stepdad who's awful. Yeah.
So, anyways,
oh, I feel bad for Pistol.
Yeah. So there's some couple things that a lot of people are checking out: Unsolved Mysteries there on Netflix, and obviously Hamilton there on Disney Plus, released over a year ahead of schedule there, thanks to everybody having to stay at home. So there you go. Well, he's started calling our show recently, past couple weeks.
He's a new regular.
He doesn't necessarily even live in Louisville. His name is Ira. He lives in the Bronx.
Good morning, Ben. Good morning, Kelly.
Hey.
I got a weather forecast for you for Kentucky.
Awesome.
Okay.
Right now, the precipitation is 15%.
15%.
Humidity is at 81%.
Okay.
And it's very, very beautiful, mostly sunny, with a high around 93 degrees today.
Wow.
Hot one.
Ira, isn't there a chance for a thunderstorm popping up, maybe? Slight chance?
Maybe, but when we have hot weather, it usually rains later on this afternoon.
Got it.
But it won't ruin the whole day today. Get out.
Good news.
And enjoy yourself.
Yes.
Ira, thank you, as always, for...
Ben.
Yes.
Kelly,
yes.
You are doing a beautiful, beautiful job.
Thank you, Ira.
Wow.
Appreciate it.
Oh, we got an entire staff now.
We got Brian Gunn. We got Twana Andrew.
Yeah.
We got Kevin Harnan.
And now
the Wave 3 News Storm Tracking Team. And Ira from the Bronx.
Yes.
To deliver you fast, accurate weather.
Look at that massive team you have working for you on a daily basis here at the 997.
That's right. That's right. Don't say we don't try to provide you with a very accurate a forecast as we can.
Absolutely.
Sure.
He's my new fave.
Right. So yeah, you know, if you are headed on vacation and you're like, I just want to stream DJX and still get my fill, you can.
You can take us with you.
Ira's living proof.
Yep.
That you don't have to live in Louisville.
He listens in the Bronx.
Enjoy DJX.
And I dig that.
I dig that about Ira. All right.
I can only hope that his neighbors are listening too.
I know.
That'd be great. Wouldn't that be great?
So, right. Typically with setting the bar, it's very, very apparent. This is an example of what not to do. With this, I'm going to kind of leave it up to interpretation, okay?
Okay.
So setting the bar, like, I'm not sure whether to categorize it as such or not, but if you can manage to make it through the day without putting 10,000 bees in your pregnant belly when you're allergic to them for a picture, you're doing okay.
Yep, nope, that's a setting the bar. Don't do that.
Okay.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
All right, so this is the reason why I'm like, I don't know whether to categorize this as setting the bar or not. Bethany, she's 37. She's a beekeeper. She's pregnant. She had a miscarriage, and so this was kind of like a a triumphant, like, sort of picture,
rainbow
maternity picture that she took. She shared the photos in the Beekeeping Basics group on Facebook, showing herself standing outside with a bare belly swarming with about 10,000 bees. She said,
isn't she super allergic?
She did say that she was terrified. It was worth it. But then also, yes, she is allergic. But that her doctor approved the photo that shows the 10,000 bees. And the woman, or then Bethany, just said, you know, we just basically dumped the bees on me. And they began to beard around the queen. So they stuck the queen kind of in her belly button and just like, whoop, like around her belly. So again, I don't know if she's like being boss or if she's being reckless, but that's where we're at.
I'm going to classify this as reckless.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. Cause did she just like have a conversation with all the bees and just like, hey guys, listen, I'd appreciate it if you didn't sting me
so
a bunch of times
here's
as
what
I place
we're
you
do.
On my belly.
We're going to put you on my belly here. I'm going to put... I'm going to do a little bit of honey there, and then I'm going to allow you to just have a little fun there on my belly, and then we'll take a nice little photo, and then we'll smoky smoke, and then you'll go back to your little hut.
I don't know. Don't take these kinds of chances.
So, yeah, like I said, the internet was divided, but majority of the internet was like, yeah, well, that's a little bit reckless.
Yeah.
So, again, I don't know necessarily. I don't know her. I don't know what the situation. I just know face value. And I'm just sitting there going, okay, this could be a definite setting the bar that if you're.
It is.
Okay.
We're keeping it in that lane.
All right. So.
That's crazy.
You may be listening to us now and you're pregnant. And congratulations.
Yes. Let's not put 10,000 bees on your naked belly.
If you're allergic, especially.
Especially if you're allergic. I don't understand. I really don't understand.
There you go.
You know, if you like bees, draw a bee. Paint a bee on your belly.
Or get
people paint bellies all the time.
Get a bee tattoo while you're pregnant.
Bee tattoo.
Maybe not do that.
Maybe not that either. But there are a lot of different artistic options for photos that don't include risking you and or your baby's life.
All right. So setting the bar. I guess we are. We're shelving this as the setting the bar. Okay.
Yep.
If you can manage to make it through the day without putting 10,000 bees in your pregnant belly when you're allergic to them for a picture, you're doing okay.
Yep, and nope.
Okay.
Nope.
There you go.
Nope.
All right. Feel good stories. Do this every single hour. Brought to you by Kelly Kay. Hi there.
Hi there. Can we shine the bright light of the feel good spotlight on David Rush? David lives in Idaho. And he's broken more than 150 Guinness World Records.
Wow.
To promote STEM education.
Okay.
The latest one that he has taken on with the help of his wife, Jennifer, is putting on 18 t-shirts in 30 seconds.
Oh.
Now, they already broke the minute record for that particular challenge with 32 shirts in a minute.
Okay.
They're going for the 30-second version. So here's their method. David's going to pull the shirts over his head. Jennifer going to pull them down over his back because there are some rules the Guinness lays out, like crew neck, got to be down over the belly.
Sure, yeah, you can't just roll up there and try to break this record without there being some rules.
Well, did he do it?
So they got to be commercially available, crew necks, no V-necks, no button-ups, and then they got to be pulled down below the waist. And so I'm going to be putting them on. She's going to be making sure they get down below the waist. Record to beat is 14 in 30 seconds.
It's I feel like that's doable.
Come on. Well, 18 right there. Holy moly, that's exciting.
Is the feel good
shirts.
That he set a Guinness World Record?
Absolutely. He shattered it.
18.
He needed 14
t-shirts.
Eighteen t-shirts. Look at that. It's good to have goals, right?
Hey, you know, if he wants to pack light, know that he knows that now he can have 18 different tops.
They should literally name this after Joey Tribbiani, right?
Oh, yeah, that's
when
right.
When he put, like, all of his clothes on.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be amazing. Did you hear the excitement in that guy's? I mean,
he was out of breath.
David Rush got a rush from breaking yet another world record.
That's kind
yet
of amazing.
Yet another one. And another one.
It's kind of amazing.
And another one.
But again, I feel like that's doable.
You want to try it?
I don't have 18 t-shirts.
We could probably go raid the prize closet.
Okay.
We can make that happen.
All right.
Right?
Wow.
I think we should try
that. In 30 seconds?
Yep.
Dang. Okay.
All right.
Good for him.
How much time do we have?
That's your feel good. So as we are continuing to try to reopen things, I know masks are kind of a way of life now. And did you see how Berlin is trying to encourage people to actually wear the masks both over their mouth and their nose?
Did not see that.
So especially on public transportation where, you know, public transportation hasn't been shut down, but they are, again, still trying to be socially responsible. They are now encouraging natural odors and riders to discontinue wearing any sort of deodorant.
So be stinky to encourage people to wear masks, really?
That's what they're trying.
Okay.
So we'll see how that all works. But apparently there is a sign that just is like, you leave us no choice. And there, you know how there is like the no smoking sign that has like the circle with the cigarette and a cross through it?
Uh-huh.
Well, it shows a red circle with a slash over a person spraying deodorant into their armpit.
Okay.
So it's like,
that's great.
This is a deodorant-free zone. Masks up. So we'll see how that works for them.
That's going to be real stinky.
Right. Can we do some sports? Can we do some sports?
Is it happy sports? Is it sad
sports?
Can
we do some sports? All right. Well, I have two. What do you want first?
Let's get the bad news out of the way.
Iron Man Louisville. Not going to happen in 2020. It'd been rescheduled. Not going to happen in 2021 either.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
next 2 years, yeah, done.
They pulled the plug on not only 2020, but 2021. So they are going to keep us posted on the return in 2022.
Dang, I hope there hasn't been a ton of people like training this whole time.
Well, our buddy John Bull, he runs the Louisville Triathlon just about every single time.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so anyways. Dang. Yeah, so a press release stated that the event originally scheduled for October is going to have to be canceled, obviously due to the pandemic, and then not going to come back in 2021. So we will keep you posted. But yeah, that's the bad news. Can we get out of the way? Got it out of the way?
Okay.
Now the good news. Well, good news for at least one person. In Chiefs quarterback Patrick Mahomes, a historic 10-year contract worth $503 million. It's the richest sports contract in history.
That's great.
My gosh.
So excited.
Dude is sticking around Kansas City if he stays healthy and whatever for 10 years.
Gosh, I hope he's worth it.
It's a 10-year deal through 2031 NFL season. Yes.
I mean, right? Don't you feel like some sort of pressure?
Well, you
that
know,
you have to be the most amazing thing on planet Earth.
You know,
to justify
every single
that kind of money.
NFL team tries to find their like franchise quarterback. The Colts did it with Peyton Manning, and then they tried to, you know, replicate it again with
the other one.
The other one. See his face; he has a beard. You know, the Patriots with Tom Brady. You know, everybody tries to have those like franchise quarterbacks. So when the Chiefs picked up Patrick Mahomes and then saw what he could do, then all of a sudden won him a Super Bowl, they're like, We want to keep him.
Lock him down.
So, yeah, okay. $503 million if he sees his contract to the end, making the contract the largest in sports history.
Can we, that's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
To throw a pigskin. I'm just, as... All right.
It's a lot of money.
Okay.
You are right, Kelly.
All right.
It is a lot of money.
All right.
So again, I don't know if that's good news or good news for one. Or good news for fans of Kansas City Chiefs. I don't know if there are any even in this area.
I was going to say, do you know where we live? I'm not sure.
I know.
I'm not sure.
It's not necessarily Chiefs country here.
No,
but
it's not a big fan base right here.
I don't know.
Okay.
You know, we'll have to see, you know, if the Bengals can do that with,
I don't think they got that kind of change to toss around at anybody.
Not yet?
Okay.
Not yet.
Yeah, I get it.
You
new
know,
franchise.
Joe
Got
Burrow
it.
Will... Uh-huh. No, it's not a new franchise. Anyways. All right. So that's sports. Sports.
You're reaching.
Both of them are sports.
Both of them are real stretches.
No, they're in the sports category.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Iron Man
yeah.
and pro football.
That was bad news, though. And
for both?
I'm depressed.
Oh. All right. Those sports. On DJ X.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
Hey guys, it's sports.
Coming up, there is a setting the bar story we have to get to. And man, I don't know.
Do I have to slap a warning on this?
If I do it justice, or I just let the newscaster do it justice.
I feel like this one, you let the newscaster
do their job.
Do the heavy lifting.
All right. We'll let the news do the heavy lifting on setting the bar story.
We'll understand what that means in a minute.
It's a little monument that's been erected that's causing some attention.
You said erected.
All right. So that is on the way. Setting the bar.
Little warning sticker.
Sure. Small examples of what not to do. You already know.
It contains images of a carved wooden penis.
You already know that. All right. So that now the rest of the story. Okay.
Okay.
If you can manage to make it through the day without erecting a seven. Sorry.
Why did you say that word?
Installing a 7 foot
wooden
piece of wooden
art.
Art.
Retaliation art.
Sure. Retaliation art that looks like a wiener in your property. You're doing okay. Enter. Oh, God.
Oh, wow. I got you need to stop. Just stop, 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 stop.
Introduce you to Jamie.
Police and prosecutors say Jamie Gagne's wooden sculpture violates decency laws.
Okay, so how did this all come about?
Gagne says forcing him to take it down and arresting him violates his constitutional rights. Now, we're blurring out a portion of the 7 foot pine structure, but.
Okay, 7 foot pine.
I'm guessing it's kind of realistic.
Oh, God. You get the idea. Jamie Gagne used a chainsaw to carve a penis and.
Wow!
Okay.
Those two words in the same sentence.
I know. It's jarring.
That makes me feel some sort of way.
Okay.
Placed it on the front lawn of his Ruggles Road home.
Uh-huh.
He put it there 9 days ago as an act of protest against the town of Wilton and a neighbor.
This is the revenge part. This is the revenge art.
The revenge art.
Yes.
Okay. The neighbor had been complaining to the town about noise coming from the construction of Gagne's workshop, and the town ordered him to stop work on the workshop and revoked his permit.
Okay, so
it's like you don't like the noise? How about you like this?
Yeah,
look at this.
What about this guy?
Look at this.
Take a look at this guy.
Okay.
Gagne says people immediately started laughing and taking pictures of it.
An instant new landmark, does it not?
You erect a 7 foot wooden wiener on your property and people are going to come by.
They're going to notice it.
That's going up in the old neighborhood app and people are going to be like, oh, hey, there's a new.
It's a new monument.
A new attraction.
New landmark.
A little tourist.
In the neighborhood.
Shortly after it was up, he got a visit from a state trooper who told him he'd gotten a couple of calls, but no official complaints.
Yeah, so the trooper was like, okay, I just had to check it out.
Uh-huh.
Research purposes.
Yeah.
That, and I got a couple complaints, so, all right.
So he was a little surprised yesterday when two troopers showed up and told him the carving would have to come down, and he'd have to go with them.
Yep, the attorney general got involved, and so he had to remove that.
He used a forklift and took it down as they waited, and then they charged him with public display of offensive sexual material.
Okay.
Wow, okay.
The base stayed, though, right?
It did. They just got the...
The twig, not the berries.
They got the twig, not the berries.
Right. So again, realistic.
So yeah,
he was a realistic artist.
So, you know, the news caught up with Jamie and we're like, what up with that?
Yeah.
When they told me I was under arrest, I was like, oh, and I had to go down to the station, handcuffs and everything.
Yeah.
That caught me a little off guard. That seems a little excessive for some artwork in the front yard.
Oh.
I mean, they could have just asked to take it down.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. All right.
All this over some...
It contains images of a carved wooden penis.
All right. Okay. Again. I get it. Young eyes. Mommy, what's that?
Well, that's a good opportunity to learn.
Ah.
So again, I like... Maybe this isn't the way to go about getting revenge on your neighbor.
Maybe not.
Complaining about noise.
Yes.
But it did turn into quite the tourist attraction there for a little bit.
It was effective, although I think it made things a little worse for him in the fact that he had to go downtown, go through the trouble of being arrested, probably paying some fines with that.
So again, if you can manage to make it through the day, all right? I mean, but kudos to him for like the art.
I was going to say with the, you
like
know,
from the art,
the craftsmanship.
Yes.
Pretty impressive.
You know, maybe you've been lucky enough to walk through the museum there at Proof. I mean, that's art.
That is, yeah, they got a lot of that.
They got a lot of that out there.
Okay.
Right. So yeah. I'm just saying.
All right.
But if you can manage to make it through the day without, you know, I'm not going to say erecting. Without displaying.
Choose your words.
Displaying a 7-foot wooden piece of art.
Yeah. Revenge art.
Revenge art on your property, then you're doing okay.
That's offensive. Got it.
Brittany texts in, okay, I'm intrigued. Send me the link. Yeah. Okay.
Research purposes only.
That's setting the bar.
Louisville is getting pranked.
Oh, my God. Who set you up to this?
Here comes another Ben Davis phone tap on 99.7 DJX.
Maggie wrote to us. She said, my friend Stacy's planning a weekend barbecue, and she asked me if I knew how to make Jell-O shots.
Love those.
Now, I tried to tell her that they're more of a college party thing than a casual backyard barbecue thing.
Don't knock the Jell-O shots.
Listen, she really wants to try it out.
Okay.
I wonder if you guys come up with one of your hilarious phone taps.
All right. Welcome, Stacy, to your phone tap.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Is this Stacy?
Yeah, who's this? I don't recognize this number.
Well, Stacy, it's Robert Hassenpepper. We've never met, but I saw on Facebook that you're having an event this weekend, and I got to be honest, I'm concerned.
What? Why, do you live in the neighborhood or something? It's really not going to be a big party, and there won't be any loud music. The whole thing should be done by 10, actually.
Well, I'm not really concerned about any sort of noise or social distancing or anything like that. I'm actually a volunteer field agent for the Trademark Bureau, and I have to warn you that you're actually using protected copyrights on your promotional materials, and you're going to need to stop immediately.
What? Copyrights. All I did was invite some people on Facebook. There's not even a picture attached.
Well, I see that you're going to be making Jell-O shots. Well, I'm sure that you know Jell-O is not a product. It's actually a brand name. And maybe you could instead say that you're going to make gelatin shots.
Wait. Okay. People say Jell-O all the time. I don't really know what is there even a difference. Is there a difference?
Well, yes, ma'am, that's what keeps me and the other agents busy, but ignorance of the law is no defense, as we say. Jell-O is a family brand, and I'm sure they'd rather not be associated with irresponsible drinking.
Well, who said it was irresponsible? People have been making Jell-O shots for a long time, and I really don't like your tone.
Ma'am, again, they're gelatin shots, and while I have you on the phone, I should tell you that if you're going to have a large trash container at the party, you better not be calling it a dumpster unless it's an actual brand name dumpster.
Oh, this is stupid. I've never even heard of anybody enforcing this kind of thing. Whatever happened to freedom of speech?
Well, you can have all the freedom of speech you want, but sometimes you have to pay the copyright holder for it. If you ignore these warnings, I'm afraid you could be fined to the full extent of the law.
Okay, so what do you want me to do? Change the word? Change it from Jell-O? This doesn't even make any sense.
So what I'm going to need you to do is take a Sharpie and cross the words out of any of the flyers that you've made, then Xerox a bunch of new ones and hang them up with some Scotch tape.
Okay, wait a second. This is supposed to be some sort of test or a joke or something?
No, I don't know what you mean by that.
Did you just say a bunch of brand names just now?
Yep.
Well, that is actually correct. But you see, your friend Maggie agreed to pay all the royalties for me because she's actually the one who wrote the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show here on 99.7 DJX and set you up for a phone tap.
I know
she
did. This is for real.
Yeah. Yeah, it's real. Hi there. It's Ben Davis. How are you?
Oh, my. I can't believe. This is so weird. I'm not sure what is going on. Like, wow.
No, but seriously, what flavors are you having a Jell-O shot? Because I want to be invited to that barbecue. It sounds fun.
That's right. Don't even think about throwing a Frisbee there either.
Shot, right?
That's your phone
tap. Is that the soundtrack? That's got to be the soundtrack,
so.
Right?
All right, that's your phone tap. This was an emotional moment for you, maybe?
Well, kind of. So back in the day.
Came across this news.
This used to be my story.
One of your shows, Days of Our Lives, is now one actress less.
Hope is leaving after 37 years on the show.
Holy cow. Now, she's been a mainstay, right?
She's been a mainstay. one of the OGs. So this, it just catch you up on her storyline.
Hope's storyline?
Yep. She was introduced as Hope Williams.
Okay.
Fell in love with Bo Brady. Oh. So that's, I was kind of caught up in that storyline.
Hope and Bo.
Yep. She left the show for 2 years in 87. Came back briefly from April to July of 90. Culminated the entire town of Salem thought that she had died.
Oh.
Returned again in 1994 as Gina, an amnesiac who had a marked resemblance to Hope. The character turned out to be Hope indeed. After a complicated storyline involving the evil Stefano DiMera, who had brainwashed Gina into believing she was Princess Gina von Amberg.
Ow.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
Then Hope was a prominent detective in the Salem Police Department, was the one that finally killed off Stefano.
Yes.
A decision with repercussions that weighed heavily on our conscience for many years. And then most recently, I think she was caught up with this guy named Aiden. I don't remember. I don't. Again, like I
How'd
said,
they write
I,
her
bailed
off, you know?
I bailed in 1995. I don't know, but to when they resume production in September, she says she's not going to be back.
Oh, wow. So, she's already where, filmed her last.
Yes, she filmed her last episode. So I don't know where that leaves her. Don't know if they're going to kill her off.
Oh, no.
But maybe she can come back again as an amnesiac.
I was going to say, I feel like it doesn't matter if they kill her off because they'll just bring them back.
I was on board until about 1995 when Marlena got possessed by the devil.
Okay, that's not Hope.
Nope.
That's Marlena. That's a different character.
She was another main character back in the day. Marlena and Roman.
Right.
Yeah. I said, I'm going to step away from this show with that storyline.
Is this one of those amazing stories or situations where you're like, I felt better knowing that they were there?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it doesn't really have any sort of effect on your day to day.
Nope.
All right.
Nope. It's like, oh, you know, that was my story back in the day.
No.
But then Marlena ruined it, turned it into a gargoyle.
So we're going to say goodbye to Hope.
Bye-bye, Hope. It's been a great run. 37 years, my goodness.
Holy cow.
I mean,
that is quite a run.
Dang. Okay.
She left her mark on that one.
She did. So if you're a fan of that, sorry, you're probably upset about it.
Yeah, because when did that air? Was that like 1 o'clock?
They're going to,
yes. It was like early afternoon,
I think so. That was like kind of my lunchtime stories. I even scheduled like college classes around it.
Oh, my God.
That and Oprah. Those are the two things that I scheduled my life around in college.
You don't have either one now.
Nope.
Oh. You know, I now have an opportunity because Harvard has moved their entire 2020-2021 season, school year online.
Oh, you can just log on?
That was the only thing keeping me out of Harvard.
Sure.
Distance.
Right. Okay. So
where is Harvard? Boston?
Boston,
yeah.
Harvard.
I mean, we're here in Louisville. I mean, right. That's too far away.
Sure.
Couldn't take classes at Harvard. Now, online, that is not a limit anymore.
You still don't have to be accepted to be able to view their online curriculum?
I mean, I don't know.
Here's the fun part. It's still going to cost you the same.
Are you insinuating that I don't have the smarts?
Maybe. You're still going to have to pay over $49,000, right?
Or the 50 grand a year to go there?
I mean, there's that price tag. Right. Like, nope, not giving you a discount, even though you're not actually coming here.
Well.
That's sweet of them.
Yeah, so again, for all of us who couldn't get into Harvard just because distance was the issue, that is not a hindrance for you anymore.
This is an opportunity. Do you see an opportunity for them to offer a more discounted education?
Now everybody can get in.
Like, we're not going to make you the smartest person at the school. Maybe they just dumb it down a little bit. We're going to give
tiers.
You a dumbed down curriculum.
We're going to give you tiers of Harvard. So
the
you can go
basement price of $10,000.
Top tier.
Right.
You can have the full Harvard education.
Be super smart.
All right. Like middle tier. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. You know, you can get some of the courses. Bottom tier is just like, yeah, we'll allow you put Harvard on your application.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, do a little Harvard for dummies.
Yeah, for sure. So there you go. That was the only thing holding us back.
Sure.
Right. You know, as we continue to give you news of, like, movies being pushed back and delayed and things like that, know that there are actually some movies that are going to resume filming, so you can kind of look forward to Mission Impossible.
Yes.
Mission Impossible will resume filming and Batman.
Awesome.
They're not in the United States, in Britain.
Sure.
Okay.
All right.
Tom Cruise going to be allowed to skip the 14-day quarantine to film in Britain. I don't know why. Maybe he's
Tom Cruise. You don't say no to Tom Cruise. Okay, like these movies are awesome. Let it go.
Like, I'm sure he's fine. Listen, I'm sure he's fine.
He runs really fast. He's on fast motorcycles. The Rona can't catch him.
That would be, if you're keeping track, the 7th Mission Impossible that he is filming.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
And he does his own stunts.
He does. Batman, yes, given exemptions over quarantine rules, so they're going to begin filming. Jurassic World Dominion and Disney's Cinderella remake will be able to shoot in the United Kingdom as well.
There's another Cinderella. They have done that movie many, 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 many times.
I mean, yes.
Uh-huh. there is a Selena Gomez version. There's a Hilary Duff version. There's the live action with Lily James. There's
the original version.
The original classic cartoon. Well, but then
there's like Cinderella 2, Cinderella 3.
Yes, those are both fine movies too. We've watched all of them. Yeah. We have them all on Blu-ray.
Yeah, so they're all going to be kind of in a bubble environment, according to the report. But know that at least Mission Impossible and Batman are slated to begin and resume filming. So
excited.
Hopefully you'll be able to experience those movies when everything gets back to normal.
How much you want to bet the movie theaters still won't open? pushing it back.
It'll go right to streaming service.
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go.
We may never see a movie theater again.
All right, Kelly Kay, let you feel good.
I have gone on a trip.
Yep.
On the YouTubes.
Sure.
I've gone many places this morning. And I've ended up here on this crazy video of a daredevil in Europe. His name's Hassan. He paraglides over Europe. And he also, when he's not doing that, he likes to channel surf. He's kind of a couch potato. So he's like, you know what I'm going to do?
Combine them both.
I'm going to combine them. I'm going to rig up my couch.
All right.
My TV.
All right.
Put a lamp on there.
Sure.
Grab some snacks.
Snacks are important.
Hook up a paraglider and take a little trip. Have my friends like push me off a cliff.
How is this safe?
It doesn't look like it's very safe at all.
So is this a feel good because
he didn't die?
A feel good because he didn't die?
Absolutely, 100%. It is amazing footage. Like, amazing footage. He's just flying along, sitting on his couch. And again, he is not strapped in any way. He's just sitting on the couch, holding his big old selfie stick out so you can see everything that he's up to. He takes his shoes off, puts on some slippers, you know, getting comfy.
Wow.
While you're flying through the air on a couch.
Okay.
And get some snacks. All right. Has the remote control. You know, check out your stories.
You're not going to get up to change the channel.
No, you're not. Nope. That's why they have a remote. And then he is able to safely land again. It's amazing.
Wow.
I mean, what a boss.
Okay.
Now, again, don't try this at home. Don't be like, hey, Mom, I got an idea.
Push me off the roof.
Listen, let's help me get the couch out in the backyard. I'm going to rig up a bunch of balloons. See if this thing can fly. Don't do that. This guy's a pro.
Okay.
He does this all the time. He's a paraglider.
So again, just to reiterate, this is a feel good
he didn't die.
Okay.
Okay.
Gotcha.
He survived.
Gotcha.
And got some amazing footage.
All right. You're gonna tweet out the video.
You gotta see this video. You have to see this video.
Okay.
It's insane.
Okay.
Okay, at Ben and Kelly Show.
With the idea of going back to work in your building still many weeks and maybe even months away for some of you. Maybe you haven't had an opportunity to even get to your desk in, what, like 4 months now, right?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Could you imagine coming back and finding what this woman found when she left her place for 3 months, came back to find mutant potatoes had overtaken her kitchen?
What in the heck?
Yeah, so she had bought a bag of potatoes, and then when she came back, they had sprouted.
Oh, that looks like a horror movie.
And, like, the roots and the vines sprouted. Because, you know, like, the eyes of a potato.
Yeah.
If you just let them go. And sometimes maybe you'll, like, look under your cupboard and you're like, oh, I had a potato under here for a while. And it'll start to grow, like, roots, right?
It looks like
this happened.
Arms.
Yeah, little pink arms crawling up her white walls and into her cabinets and all
Holy
that stuff.
Cow.
Kind of a nightmare, like, scenario there where she comes back and she's like,
yeah, that does look like a horror movie.
She says,
that looks like something is going to, I'm going to eat your face. Something like that. It just looks really horrible.
Right, right. So anyways, she shared that, Donna is her name. She shared that,
over what amount of time did that happen?
Snapchat. 3 months.
3 months.
3 months. She shared that on Snapchat.
Okay.
And, she said that, she was terrified at first, you know, walking in and seeing that. We'll tweet it. At Ben and Kelly Show, but lot of other people have then tweeted they're also mutant potatoes and how they've kind of sprouted.
Now, is that just the outside or like what's on the inside? Is it, can you just like cut that off and still get some mashed potatoes out of that? I'm not an expert.
I don't know. Maybe.
On expiration dates.
I don't know.
Or you, potatoes.
Or you throw it in the ground?
I don't know.
Or you throw it away.
What do you do?
I don't know.
Can you mash it up and have some mashed potatoes?
Mashed potatoes. Tell me if I can put some cheese on it.
Listen.
And throw it in the oven. Make me some scalloped potatoes.
Can I throw in some mayonnaise and make some potato salad?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm just wondering, what's the shelf life?
So
is that like a past, let's not eat that once it starts growing arms?
So
for 3 months?
Hopefully, when you are allowed back into your office,
you don't find something like that.
You haven't left some sort of like baked potato at your desk, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Because people sometimes will leave, like, food items because, hey, you know, I'm going to just heat it up in the microwave tomorrow.
It is kind of eerie, some of the things that people left around here, because it was literally one of those things where...
It was like, you know, a meeting,
didn't
and then
understand.
It was like,
yeah,
it was the next day. It was like, yep, you're not allowed in today.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so it's largely, like, how people left it.
It's probably going to be stepping back into a time capsule of sorts as... people kind of get back into their actual jobs. So anyways,
but for us who have always been here, it looks kind of eerie.
A little bit eerie.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah. So anyways, at Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to see the mutant potato.
That's frightening.
That overtook Donna's place.
It looks like it's eating the wall.
After being gone for 3 months.
Yeah.
Do we care about the songs of the 1990s? Do we care about what Billboard released as like the quintessential songs of the 90s?
Well, I think maybe we should judge them.
This is their data. So they like use their all of their data to, and I'm like 20 years later, they're coming out with this list.
Well,
that's
listen,
why I'm like, do we
they've
care?
Got some time on their hands.
I guess they figured out that the songs that dominated the summer for each year of the 90s. So the first song of the summer. So it's like Song of the Summer, right?
Okay.
For 1990 was Mariah Carey, Vision of Love.
Songs of the summer are different now. I mean, epic songs.
Yeah, you're right. That,
but not
way
necessarily
different.
A summer like bop.
Yeah, UB40's Can't Help Falling in Love. That was 93, the summer of 93.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Absolutely.
What do you think the summer of 96 was?
I don't remember that far back. Oh, God, seriously. That was
again,
the year of the Macarena?
Macarena, yeah. So this is Billboard figuring out the songs of the summer each year for the 90s. The last one, 1999, Song of the Summer. Think of the era. Think of what we're getting into at that point.
1999. It's got to be NSYNC, right? NSYNC, right?
You're close.
Backstreet Boys?
No. I guess.
Britney.
Sorry, you're not close.
Oh.
You're close with Britney.
Christina.
Yep.
Jeannie in a bottle.
Jeannie in a bottle.
Oh, that introduced the world to Christina Aguilera.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Song of the Summer for 1999.
Okay.
Song of the Summer for 2020. Song of the Summer. I mean, is it a Dua Lipa song? Is it a, like, she's, Don't Start Now?
She's a mainstay.
Is it Doja Cat? Is it Meg Thee Stallion?
Probably Meg Thee Stallion.
Maybe?
I'd probably say that.
Song of the Summer of 2020. So anyways, Billboard decided to finally figure out what the Song of the Summer was for the 90s.
Thank you.
So there you go.
Billboard.
A little walk down memory lane.
For having your extra time on your hands to do that.
Yeah, there you go. Potential right there. Candidate for Song of the Summer. Doja Cat here, 99.7 DJX. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. I mean, that could probably be a Song of the Summer right there. Weekend.
Probably.
I mean, we played that probably close to 9,000 times already.
Mostly because of the TikTok dances.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's pretty fantastic.
And it lives on.
It does.
Like just when you think that that TikTok dance with blinding lights goes away, then someone else picks it up and it gets a new resurgence. But, you know, the family from Louisville here, they kind of gave it its wings.
Yes.
Yeah?
Love them.
So that's pretty cool. All right. So if you missed anything on the show, WDGX.com, click listen. The entire podcast will be posted here shortly. But, you know, I mean, we had like... we had some setting the bar stories, a lot of them.
Don't poop on TV.
Right.
On the beach.
There could be maternity photos setting the bars.
Yeah. Don't put 10,000 bees on your naked belly.
There could be revenge art setting the bars.
Contains images of a carved wooden penis.
Don't put that in your front yard. You'll get arrested.
Yeah. So.
Got it.
Phone taps, all that. So, yeah, a lot of stuff to catch up on. Here on the podcast.
Do you think we're going to get an invite to Stacey's barbecue with the Jello shots?
Oh, yeah, Jello shots. I forgot about that.
I mean...
Yeah, well, I could go for some
Jello shots.
Sounds
like it's going to be lit!
Right about now. So, yeah. Anyways, have a good one. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Come back tomorrow for a brand new episode. Only from 99.7 DJX.
Brand new episode. Brand new episode.